We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Stay at home and do social distancing. The mayor says April and May are when we need to win over this disease by continuing to stay at home and staying apart. He says, generally speaking, people have been following the rules, but if you see others engaging in bad behavior...
We used to talk about in the fight against terror, if you see something, say something. Well, for right now, the enemy is a disease. The terrorist is a disease. And if you see something, call it in immediately. Crowding helps this disease to grow. And where people are not social distancing, the disease grows. We need you to call 311. Just call. Don't even think about it. Just call, report it, and help will come right away.
The mayor says testing is likely going to be the key to eventually easing stay-at-home and social distancing rules, and that we need to step down in three different levels: widespread transmission, which is where we are now, low-level transmission, and then no transmission.
All three have to move together down. All three have to move in a better direction together. They have to do that for at least 10 days to 2 weeks, sustained, consistent. If it's one day gets good and the next day goes bad, that doesn't count. We need to see a clean, clear pattern that sustains itself for several weeks to then say it's time to even discuss some of the positive changes we'd all like to experience.
The death toll from coronavirus rose to 4,260 in New York City yesterday, with more than 80,000 testing positive. Statewide, there are more than 6,000 fatalities. Speaking on Good Morning America, Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's cautiously optimistic that New York has hit the apex.
We very well may be there. You know, when you talk about peak, it goes up, it does this, and then it starts to come down. It's really looking like it's going to make that turn. But, you know, being very careful and cautiously optimistic, I wouldn't want to say that, but I think that is what is going on.
Governor Murphy yesterday announced new restrictions aimed at stopping the spread of the virus in New Jersey. That includes ordering all employees and shoppers at businesses allowed to stay open to wear face coverings. In addition, businesses must also limit the number of customers allowed inside to a maximum of 50% of capacity. Speaking on MSNBC's Morning Joe, the governor noted that just as regional governors shut down their states together in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and to some extent Delaware, when it's time to reopen, they will again do it together.
We all coordinated in bringing our societies, our states to a shutdown, and we acknowledge that whenever it is, and I wish it were tomorrow or next week, and it isn't, whenever it is, we can begin to put our toe back in the water responsibly. We need to have a similar approach as a region to make sure we get that right and don't have some unintended consequences.
Well, there's a shortage of medication to fight COVID-19 in New Jersey, and so the governor's office has put together a task force to work to meet that demand. 40 combat medics from the Army National Guard are being deployed to Paramus Veterans Memorial Home. That's after 37 residents died in the past 2 weeks. At least 10 of those cases are confirmed from COVID-19. The others are suspected. Tests are still pending for 47 other residents. The National Guard members will assist with nursing duties. The virus came here from Europe and other parts of the United States, not China. This is according to a study out of the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, which sequenced 90 complete coronavirus genomes from 84 of the more than 800 cases in the Mount Sinai health system. In a statement, researchers say the results show that COVID-19 came to New York City predominantly via untracked transmission between the United States and Europe, with only limited introduction from China, where the virus originated, or other locations in Asia. The study was published online. It is yet to be peer-reviewed. Broadway is now going to stay dark until June 7th. Shows were shut down March 12th and were initially scheduled to reopen April 12th. Some ideas have been floated to reduce the number of audience members, but Charlotte St. Martin, president of the Broadway League, tells 1010 Winds that's really not feasible.
The cost of Broadway is so significant to put on a show that fewer seats will just make it impossible to put the shows on without dramatic changes in the cost structure.
She says there's word of products that can keep spaces disinfected for longer periods of time. They're looking into that. Folks who had tickets for shows through June 7th will be getting notifications about refunds and exchanges. Last night marked Passover quarantine edition for many.
On all other nights, we eat meals in any manner. On this night, we sit around our laptops together getting matzah crumbs in the keyboard.
That's my cousin Adina, and we weren't the only ones.
Here's the story of a lovely Seder.
At Temple Emmanuel in Beverly Hills, they're having fun with the online Seder concept, converting the Brady Bunch theme song for the Passover holiday. In Northern Virginia, Rebecca Waxman hosted a celebration via Zoom with more than 20 guests on the call.
Everyone's going to bring their own chair, bring their own matzah.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says it can't be like years past because of the virus threat.
I cannot say this strongly enough. We cannot gather together.
And President Trump lamented an Easter Sunday where church pews will be empty, but
we're going to have many Easters together in churches in the future.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Coming up Saturday night, Idina Menzel, Ben Platt, and others will take part in a free live stream Seder. This will raise funds for the CDC Foundation's Coronavirus Emergency Response Fund. It starts 8 p.m. on SaturdayNightSeder.com. Cardinal Timothy Dolan says the messages of deliverance and renewal from both Passover and Easter are more vivid than ever amid the pandemic. As for whether some traditions during Mass might change when this is all over, he told 1010 Wins.
I don't know if it would be as drastic as no handshaking or the sign of peace that is a beautiful part of Mass can be given in other ways, like a bow or simply a smile and a nod.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.